Hello, and welcome to the Totally Clinical podcast, brought to you by Techro. Totally Clinical is a deep dive into the freshest trends, big-time challenges, and most excellent triumphs of clinical trials. I'm Hannah, your host. Join me as I chat with industry experts, trailblazers, thought leaders, and most importantly, the people benefiting from clinical research. So tune in, settle back, and don't touch that dial. It's time to get totally clinical. In this episode, I'm joined by Brian Deehan, Techro Program Director, who is here to talk about how sponsors are changing the game when it comes to communicating with sites and how they're listening to what sites think. Brian, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to join me today. Could you start by introducing yourself and describing more about what you do at Techro?
Thanks, Hannah. It's a pleasure to be here. I work with our sponsors, and that's really the clinical trial operations and the medical teams, on a program or even a study level, and I'm working with them to optimize how they use Techro. I meet these teams regularly. I listen to the challenges they face in their studies and in their roles, and I suppose assist them in utilizing Techro to solve those problems and overall improve clinical trial operations.
So what do you see as one of the current challenges for sponsors?
I think certainly site engagement is a challenge. So effective communication across a study at a global, local, or even to site level. Site staff are busy prioritizing their patients, as you'd expect, and that's what we want. But study teams are also busy too. And the ability to hear the voice of the site is very important. It's key to understanding the best way to ensure success for the site and for the study. And on that note, we're working, I suppose, with many of our sponsors now, and they're utilizing Techro to gather direct feedback from their sites. And the Techro survey capabilities we have allow the teams to reach out to site staff. That could be at a country level. It could even be at a site level to gather direct feedback. And it allows study teams and operational teams to directly listen to sites, really removes the noise. Some people might use emails. Email chains is where information can get lost. Items can get misunderstood or maybe taken out of context. But Techro and our survey functionality allows for that direct line to sites and really hearing everything firsthand.
Now, let's go a bit deeper into the survey capabilities. Now, while we're all used to online surveys, this isn't really the case with clinical trials. At least it's not easy to do without Techro.
Yeah, that's the case. So the survey capability is established in Techro. So study teams and local teams in six quick steps can create a survey. And that can include selecting the country, selecting the sites they want to send it to, so select your audience, then selecting a template, the content they want to send. And that's usually 1 to 2 questions is what we advise, and then setting the time and date you want to send it. But as it's already in the platform and study teams are used to using Techro, it's so simple for those teams. There are other tools out there, so I can mention names of people once people probably know, like SurveyMonkey, and we've all heard of that. And maybe use it in a social or a sporting organizational sense. But that's another external system. And questions I have is, are you allowed to use that system? Where does the data sit? As the study progresses, where does that data stay? But with Techro, study teams already know that sites are accessing. Site staff are, I suppose, familiar with being recipients of information from Techro. And as the survey data also comes through, the results are surfaced in the Techro platform, making it easy to visualize that data quite quickly for the whole team. We have our dashboards with the pie chart or donut charts that allow you to see the answers to the 2 to 3 questions you've asked, but then also maybe to segment or cut the data by country, by question, ensuring that all viewpoints are easily accessible and easy viewable by the team.
I think we can all agree that surveys are only valuable if people answer them. What's the site user experience and how does that compare with other survey approaches?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think from the site's perspective, what sites are using Techro currently on their trials? So maybe they're searching to find answers to questions they have when they have a patient. But then sites are also now getting a pop-up on their phone with that survey. So we're all used to getting that ping in our pocket and simply tapping on the push notification opens up the survey immediately on screen. So from a site perspective, there's no opening an email, clicking on a link, bringing you to an external website where you have to maybe log in and access and fill in a survey and then press send and confirm. It's just with Techro, from the site's perspective, it's popping up on their phone, tapping on it, and there's some action buttons. As I said, it's usually two or three questions max that we recommend getting, simply selecting icon number one, and question two, maybe it's A, B, or C, and then question three, giving your feedback. And from a site's perspective, it's quick, it's easy, and they're able to respond in real time.
I imagine that there are so many questions that sponsors would really love to ask their sites. Could you give me some examples of how you see sponsors using this simple but powerful tool and what changes might have resulted based on feedback?
Yeah, sure. Now, a couple of examples, I suppose, come to mind from recent study teams I work with. So one team that I work with, they were struggling with recruitment. So recruitment wasn't on track. And they utilized Techro and the survey functionality to be proactive and initiated a survey to all their sites. So it's across the globe. It's a large phase three study, and asking them three simple questions. The first one was, what's the main inclusion or exclusion criteria impacting recruitment at your site? Now, you might think they should know the answer to that, but asking it directly to sites and directly to investigators gave them a quick, in about 3 to 4 days, answer to that question, giving them insight and potentially changes then they can make in their protocol. And one action they were taking that was to take that to the protocol review meeting that they have. So to look and see, is there alterations they need to make in their protocol in the future? And the same way for that team as well, in the second part of that survey that they asked, tissue screening was actually an issue in their study. So it's an oncology trial. But really what they wanted to clarify was, well, why is there such an issue around tissue screening? And what's the major barrier to that type of tissue screening in their study? And they were able to get real actionable insights from the survey data that came back. One in particular was it highlighted issues with the central lab turnaround time. And that's something then they were able to take to that specific team and work to solve that problem, which again will improve the site experience for the next patients coming in the study and next patients being screened, but also then to improve their overall study performance. And maybe take you maybe to another example. Successful recruitment is always a key focus for study teams. And I suppose we have teams that are utilizing Techro to keep sites up to date. But in addition, it's important to get feedback from these sites. So if they are successful on a trial, why are they being successful? Is there information that the survey data can give them that a study team can then share with other sites that may be coming onto the study in the next couple of months? And we've had teams utilizing that, so asking successful sites what really made them successful. And it gives teams really good, accurate insights that then they can take forward on their study.
If we look at communication overall, can you describe some innovative approaches you've seen from sponsors and how they're better engaging their sites from Techro?
Certainly I can. So I think in terms of innovation with clinical trial teams, what we've seen is how they can combine direct and specific and timely outreach to their sites. That's something that's key. So that's ensuring that the sites are up to date, but they're also engaged. So we know that investigators are busy, and we know that people will attend investigator meetings and different aspects of a trial, for example, like a site initiation visit. But then maybe a month or two or three will pass before that site actually has the ability to recruit a patient. So what teams are doing now is agreeing on regular campaigns, so regular messages that can be sent at a certain cadence to those sites to keep them engaged and keep the study top of mind. Some teams are actually having a monthly meeting. So the operational team will meet with the medical team to discuss what are the most important aspects of our study we need to communicate to sites this month. And once that is agreed in that short meeting, then one of the team is, I suppose, coming into Techro and sending a message at an agreed cadence, so maybe once a month or once a week in that month, out to the sites to keep them up to date. But then in combination with that, the team are also looking for feedback, because sites really value getting those updates and keeping them engaged. But they also like to share their feedback. So maybe once a month or every second month, they're asking sites for feedback on certain aspects from a medical perspective or an operational perspective they may want to have insight on.
As we know, communication is a key to success in any industry, and it's even more critical in clinical trials. So thank you for sharing some customer experiences, Brian, and we'll look forward to having you on again to give us more updates.
Thanks so much, Hannah. It's been great.
And that's your dose of Totally Clinical. For all the listeners out there, you can follow Techro on LinkedIn and Facebook and subscribe to our YouTube channel. And of course, download the Totally Clinical podcast on Apple, Spotify, and Google.
See you on your next visit, and remember to bring your friends. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.